This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
We severely degraded al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him. That was
the president, a defiant U.S. President Joe Biden, addressed the world yesterday amid intense skepticism about his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan and the U.S. operation in the waning days of its U.S.-supported existence.
It was a decade ago. Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy. Our only vital national interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on America's homeland. I've argued for many years that our mission should be narrowly focused on counterterrorism, not counterinsurgency or nation building.
The president is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he's standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mr. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse. Shabaya Mantu is a spokeswoman for UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Since the beginning of the year, more than 550,000 Afghans have been internally displaced as a result of conflict and insecurity. While civilians have so far fled only sporadically in fewer numbers to countries neighboring Afghanistan, the situation continues to evolve rapidly.
This is VOA News. The Taliban have declared an amnesty across Afghanistan and urged women to join their government. The militants are seeking to reassure a wary population that their rule will be different this time. Tuesday's comments come a day after deadly chaos gripped the main airport as desperate crowds tried to flee the country. Following a blitz across Afghanistan that saw many cities fall to the insurgents without a fight, the Taliban have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than when they imposed a brutal rule in the late 1990s. U.S. news outlets say the Biden administration will begin urging all Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to get an additional shot. The added dose is intended to offer more protection against the highly contagious Delta variant that has led to a wave of new infections. Federal health officials are expected to announce sometime this week that Americans should get the extra shot, commonly known as a booster, 8 months after their initial inoculation. Most Americans received either the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, while others were given the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Tropical Storm Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Senior Specialist Stacy Stewart says Haiti is feeling the effects of Grace, which regained tropical strength, but is mainly dumping rain.
Not going to produce any significant winds on Haiti. In fact, rains are beginning to abate there, but there'll still be some rains across the western portion of the southern claw of Haiti today, but that'll be ending fairly quickly.
The depression regained storm status overnight after on Monday, adding to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Rescuers have recovered more bodies from the sites of severe flooding that devastated parts of northern Turkey, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea provinces on August the 11th, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. President Biden's administration is appealing a federal judge's order that blocked the president's suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal land and waters. A Louisiana-based federal judge issued the ruling in June, siding with Louisiana's attorney general and officials in 12 other states. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.